Imagine being denied a job, apartment, or loan, not because of anything you've done, but because you were once arrested, even if charges were dropped or you were found innocent. This is America's electronic plantation system, where a single arrest creates a permanent digital record that follows you forever. Your fingerprints become an indelible electronic tattoo, marking you as property of the system, accessible through FBI databases by employers, landlords, and government agencies worldwide. Unlike physical incarceration, which eventually ends, this digital prison sentence never expires. The system needs bodies to justify its existence. Each arrested person generates significant revenue, with federal inmates bringing over $150 daily to local facilities. Everyone from cops to guards to clerks make a living off arrestees. Even on probation, you remain owned by the system, subject to searches without warrants while paying monthly fees to your outdoor jailers. As police cruisers now carry computers connected to government databases with portable fingerprint scanners, anyone previously fingerprinted has a universal ID that cannot be faked. The result? Permanent second-class citizenship for the arrested, even if innocent, restricting you to unskilled labor for life. A police cruiser door truly becomes the magic portal to permanent servitude. Once through it, you lose freedom and anonymity forever. Police officers are hunters, driven by the thrill of the chase, with station walls displaying tools of capture rather than community outreach. Arrests represent achievements that bring excitement, promotions, and status. During quiet shifts, officers actively create opportunities by targeting suspicious vehicles. They turn police work into a scoring game. Traffic tickets, 1 point, misdemeanors, 2, felonies, 3. With bonuses for warrants and contraband. The system mainly processes clueless individuals lacking basic social skills rather than hardened criminals. These frequent targets typically display poor conduct around police, missed paperwork and court dates, weak time management, limited social support, problematic vehicles, housing instability, poor legal awareness, high street visibility, and substance use issues. The most extreme cases, JITs, live entirely in the present without planning abilities. While not career criminals, they frequently enter the system due to their high arrestability quotient, arrest Q, measuring arrest likelihood based on behaviors rather than demographics. While racism exists in the justice system, minorities face disproportionate police attention, largely due to higher cluelessness rates stemming from historical disadvantages. Recent access to voting rights and wealth accumulation means many lack what Carson calls the armor against misfortune: comprehensive insurance, savings, and relationships with competent attorneys. Middle and upper-class minorities who maintain legal vehicles and professional demeanor rarely face serious police encounters, though they may experience more frequent traffic stops. The truly clueless, regardless of race, get arrested as low-hanging fruit to meet departmental quotas. Modern profiling emphasizes behavior, dress, and attitude over racial characteristics. Meanwhile, middle and upper-class criminals often avoid detection by engaging in crimes beyond street-level police capacity: financial fraud, insurance scams, mortgage manipulation, and other white-collar crimes that remain invisible to routine patrol officers. 3 essential rules can reduce your chances of arrest. 1. Stay out of police sight. 2. Keep drugs at home. 3. Give basic info to police, then remain silent. Police target suspects based on visibility, appearance, and anything out of place. Most arrests occur during traffic stops. Criminals often reveal themselves through obvious behaviors: carrying large items without equipment, wearing suspicious clothing, or looking inappropriate for the setting. While civilians ignore these signs, police investigate. Drug possession leads to more arrests than any other offense. Never carry illegal substances in public. Keep them home where police need warrants. Always keep prescription medications in original containers. When interacting with police, never lie. Officers assume deception and verify everything. Lies make you hesitate and show fear. Simple truth bores officers, and boredom keeps you free. When confronted by police, start with, "Officer, have I done something wrong?" A polite question that forces explanation while showing respect. Then remain silent to avoid nervous self-incrimination through unnecessary talking. While you have the right to remain silent, briefly answer basic identification questions when innocent: legal name, current address, immediate family, and destination. If questioning intensifies, respectfully state, "Officer, I'd like to answer your questions, but my mother/attorneys told me not to say anything unless she/they are present." Create professional street creds, documentation establishing credibility that accompanies your official ID. Keep these credentials clean and readable. When stopped, present both ID and street creds together or request permission before reaching for them. These credentials serve to interrupt standard interrogation, maintain dignity, and signal you're an informed citizen. They demonstrate your social support networks through family, religious, educational, and employment references. Most importantly, they show you're legally prepared, making you less vulnerable to aggressive questioning. Traffic enforcement primarily serves as a tool for catching criminals, as serious crimes often involve vehicles transporting contraband or fugitives. Police decide to pull you over based on specific behaviors: nervous glances at police, suspicious movements inside the vehicle, sudden braking, overly careful driving, throwing items from windows, multiple young male passengers, or dark-tinted windows. To minimize police attention, drive naturally with traffic, keep hands visible, ease off gas without braking, avoid sudden movements and staring at police. Maintain untinted windows and working lights. Keep registration current, control music volume, and limit drinking. During stops, pull over promptly. Women at night can use flashers and drive slowly to lit areas. Turn off engine, lower window, keep hands on wheel, follow instructions, don't argue, and sign the ticket, which isn't admitting guilt. Vehicle searches often transform routine stops into arrests. With a clean car, allowing the search is easiest. If refusing, do so respectfully. "Officers, I apologize for the violation. I've cooperated, but I'm running late. Are we finished? May I go now?" In a system designed to capture bodies, your freedom is your most precious possession. When conventional approaches fail, request a notice to appear instead of arrest, especially if you're a first-time offender with dependents, steady employment, or strong community ties. Missing a court date triggers an automatic warrant. If arrested, document everything. Photograph injuries, write detailed notes, and seek medical attention. Contact a civil rights attorney promptly, as police and bystander videos can provide crucial evidence. Needed system reforms include abolishing probation, implementing 3 citation systems for minor offenses, creating separate drug courts, decriminalizing small drug quantities, and restricting access to non-conviction arrest records. America was founded on freedom, yet millions become trapped in this system. Your best defense is prevention. Stay invisible when possible, keep contraband at home, speak truthfully but briefly to officers, and protect your freedom. Your future depends on it.